Hello, welcome to Live Sculpting. I am a licensed professional counselor and clinical trauma clinician. What you are about to hear is my professional opinion. Throughout the podcast, there are seeds of my personal experience, but it is guided through the lens of psychotherapy. I hope that you are open to new ideas to build emotional intelligence and self-actualization. There is always room for growth and empowerment. Enjoy. Codependence is a word that is used commonly with the notion of being needy, although that is only part of the equation. The need to have the other person remain happy with us is one layer of it. Codependence is where the individual is more concerned about the other person's feelings and response than to the logical approach or solution to the situation. For example, if I have a problem with something that the other person is doing, a codependent person might be afraid to bring it up because of the other person's reaction. There is a difference between logic and emotions. Logic is black and white. It is what it is. Fire is hot. Fire will burn you. There is no question to this. Emotions can get filtered into this equation and may persuade. Maybe it won't be very hot, or maybe it won't burn this time. This is troubling and not the way healthy people should act. In relationships, I see this often. One party has a problem with the other, but they are afraid to say anything about it. They hope that the other person will have self-actualization and realize it on their own and correct themselves. This is rarely the case. This is a tragedy that will continue through the relationship. If one party sees a problem and doesn't address it, it will continue. It will not stop, because no one has articulated that it's a problem. We have to train people we are in relationship with on how to respect and treat us. If not, then negative behavior will continue. So in this paradigm, there are many layers. The emotional intelligence to know that there is something wrong. The courage to tell the truth about what is happening. The ability to communicate within conflict, then to hold strong to your truth, to keep the bar of respect at the level that is appropriate and healthy for you. Did you know that your needs are just as valuable as the other person's needs? We can slip into this toxic dance with individuals if we put others' needs before our own. Although that may sound selfish, but that is not the definition of selfishness. Selfishness is when you only think about yourself. This is not what I am suggesting. I am educating on the equal partnership of healthy respect between individuals. Lessening codependence is a challenge, but it is a necessary reformation towards health, not only for the individual, but for the happiness of the unit. If you are interested in learning specifics on how to lower codependencies, please seek out a licensed therapist for understanding and tools on this approach.